appreciate the goodness of the Lord, don't you? Amen. He's been better than me than I deserve. I ought to be in hell, but God gave me mercy. I thank Him and I praise Him for that tonight. Jonah chapter 1, and I read just a few verses in chapter 1, then we'll go over in chapter 3 as well and try to mind the Lord. And I pray we can be a help and a blessing here in the house of God tonight. Amen. And I am glad, as already testified, I'm glad the Lord loved me. Amen. I tell you, I know me well enough. I'm not fit to be loved, but I'm glad He loved me anyhow. Amen. And I praise Him and I thank Him for that tonight. Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, you will and able to stand tonight. Jonah chapter 1, and I'll begin reading in verse number 1. All right, Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Then skip over to chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3 and beginning in verse number 1. Jonah chapter 3 and verse 1. Bible says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter in the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let the man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented the evil they had said he would do unto them. And he did it not. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, Father, I pray now for a little while you'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost that a man must have to preach your word. Lord, I stand here tonight needing you. Oh, God, how I need you tonight. Lord, I ask you to bind the forces of hell. I pray may the word of God and the spirit of God have freedom to work in this place. Lord, save that soul that's nearest hell and help us as your people, and we'll praise you for everything you do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'll look here in these verses tonight. I've been thinking the last few days for have this service tonight and preaching, God helping me, on this subject of revival and the book of Jonah. Revival and the book of Jonah. We find here a familiar book to you, no doubt, in the Old Testament. Now, to some, this is a book that the liberals and the modernists love to attack. They don't believe the account of this book. But I will say this, as Jesus told them in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the bellies of the whale, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. I don't tell you, if you don't believe the book of Jonah, you don't believe the resurrection. Amen. Amen. Hey, Jesus said, just as Jonah, amen, he let us know this ain't just some fish story, but this is a reality that took place and recorded for us. I believe to learn some things, amen, about what God wants in our lives. I got thinking about revival. I begin to think about how the day and hour which we live in. Our friend, we know we're in the last days. Ain't a doubt in my mind. I promise you this, as time keeps going up, it ain't going to get better, but it's going to get worse. Amen. But I have good news. Though it may get bad, you and I can still have victory. We can still serve God. We can still see sinners get saved. Because God has not changed. Oh, friend, I'm glad he never will change. Amen. You and I change. Hey, we change moment by moment. But God never changes, and I'm glad, and I bless his name for that. Tonight I begin to think of the need of our day. Now, I know this is a presidential election year, and don't get nervous. I'm not political, but I'll tell you this real fast, and hear me real good. I ain't got confidence in none of them. This ain't so far in a hole and in a mess. It ain't going to be some man straightening this thing out. How the only hope America has tonight is for the church of the living God to have revival and revival break out in our communities and in our country. That is the only hope that we have in America. Amen. Hey, I promise you that the God that sent revival in days gone by, I can send revival in the nasty now and now, as sure as he sent it back there. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm glad tonight that we still serve the God that's in the reviving business. Amen. I got thinking about three things here in the book of Jonah, and I'll be done. First of all, in verse 1 and 2, I want to look at the opportunity for revival. The Bible said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. We find God gave an opportunity, hey, listen to this, to a Gentile city. In our day, maybe you don't grab that like you ought to, but understand, before Calvary, he mostly just dealt with the Jew. And for God to be making a step toward a Gentile city and a Gentile nation, I'm going to tell you, that's the mercy of God. Amen. Amen. And understand this tonight, as we're here for this meeting tonight and tomorrow night, and you're having service here Sunday, I want to tell you something. This is just an opportunity that God's given us in these last days. Amen. Oh, yeah. You see, God in mercy's given room.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm glad God ain't give up on us. I'm glad God ain't cast us off. Oh, he'd be holy. Brother Wishart, he'd be righteous if he cast us all aside. But I'm glad, hallelujah, that he said in his word that he's rich in mercy. Hey, I'm glad of that. I'm glad it don't. I keep a tattle whether I'm good or bad in the day. I'm just glad for mercy.
Amen.
Amen. God made that step. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. That's a move of God toward man. Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to throw this at you. Listen to me. When Lucifer sinned and drew that portion of angels with him and they fell, God never gave them a second chance. He never looked back. You hear me? Hey, there was no mercy shown them, no grace extended to them. But oh, when Adam and Eve sinned there in the garden in Genesis 3, hey, God had been holy, had to throw them into hell and never look back. But God gave the promise to Eve, the seed of the woman. Hallelujah. Who's that preacher? That's the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. I'm telling you, God gave man a second chance. He came in mercy and approached man. Oh, friend, tonight, oh, the opportunity that you and I have right here tonight. We're living in a day where men are bypassing God's opportunity for them. Amen. Boy, the mercy of God. Hey, the message of God in this opportunity. He said judgments are coming. Now, that ain't a popular message. Amen. Most of them really watch that fella on TV, that $1 million smile, trying to tell you everything's okay. Amen. All that good positive. Said, preacher, we need something positive. I'll tell you something positive. God will have mercy if you'll repent. Amen. That's positive. That's right. And by the way, you don't like negative preaching, go out there to your car tonight, pull that negative side off that battery, see how far you get. Amen. I believe we've about got spiritual diabetics in most of our churches. All they've been giving sugar. Amen. Every now and then you need something else better than sugar. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, God was sending a warning to a Gentile nation, a Gentile city. He said, judgment's coming. Your wickedness has come before me. I know what's going on. Hey, Nineveh's an ungodly place. Nineveh's a vile place. Nineveh's a dangerous place. A mean place. But God is sending a warning to them. Amen. Boy, I'm glad for preachers that are not afraid to preach. Amen. I'm not talking about foolish preaching. I'm talking about Bible preaching. Amen. I hear some folk, some men supposed to be preaching. They claim they're preaching on sin. They ain't preaching on nothing but foolishness. Amen. If I'm going to preach sin, it's going to be what the Bible calls sin. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach what we're guilty of. Amen. Ain't no need to preach that crowd up the road. They ain't here. Amen. Hey, why don't just get down where the river meets the road? Right here in our fundamental churches, we got unforgiving spirits. We got bitterness. Amen. We got dabbling with sin and everything else. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, God, that sends a warning to us. I had to get right or judgment's going to come. Oh, friend, there's an opportunity right here in these days. Now, I'm glad for what God has done in the past in this meeting, but that won't help us tonight. Amen. Now, look up here and hear me. Hear me real good right here. God don't repeat nothing. Amen. God don't reheat nothing. Yeah. I'm letting that sink in on somebody. That's getting over your head, looks like. Got to do something fresh and real now.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what we need in this meeting. Amen. He did what was needed in that other meeting. He's got something here. Here's an opportunity for God. I just speak to us and let's do business with God. It is an opportunity for revival tonight. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you something. This is what's happening in our Baptist churches, I'm afraid. We think God's a little genie in a bottle. You rub the bottle real good and he jumps out and grants 3 wishes. Well, that's not God. Amen. You don't tell God to do nothing. Amen. But he's given us opportunity. Amen. He'll send what we need if we'll listen to it and take it to heart and apply it. Hey, God's given us an opportunity how to draw closer to him in these days. Well, there's the opportunity of revival. Let me say secondly in verse 3, there is the obstacles to revival. Hey, some stuff gets in the way. Amen. The Bible said in verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee. What's that mean, preacher? What's that mean, preacher? That means he said no. He didn't like the message he was giving. I do have another message, but we're showing how this book. As a matter of fact, I usually go in chapter 4 and preach on why people don't like revival. You do know some don't like revival, don't you? Amen. One of the things is they don't like the message.
You're right.
Amen. They don't like the message very good. Amen. Hey, can I help you right here in your Christian life? Man, some of you enjoying the blessing of God. The joy bells are ringing. Man, I'm telling you what. Hey, you go to church, boy, you're ready to shout. You're ready to fly away. Hey, but I'm going to ask you something. That Bible's preacher, you saying yes or no? I'm going to tell you this. You ever say no, joy bells quit ringing. Amen. Hey, that shout will leave you. You say no to the preacher of the Word of God. Amen. Well, yeah. Hey, I know it is to be preaching along. These other fellas do too. Man, you're plowing real good. It's going to get you. You hit a root. Hit a rock. You can't act like you didn't hit one of them, but it's there.
Amen.
Oh, what's happened? Somebody said, no. I don't do that. I don't go there. Amen. Jonah said no. He said, and here's what it was. Jonah was the obstacle to revival. Amen. That's right. Hey, you realize you're what's holding you back from having personal revival. There ain't nobody else in this building holding you back. You can point fingers and blame this and blame that. Hey, it's you.
Amen.
If nobody else gets help in this meeting this weekend, you can get help.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I don't know about nobody else in this building, but I just came to get in. Amen. I got tired over probably 25 years ago at least. I got tired of preaching and just waiting for what that congregation going to do and dictate me whether I could preach or not. Amen. Now, the rest of you young preachers ain't going to be that real honest, are you? Amen. You first start out, you preach to see how that crowd's going to react and all that. Hey, if you ever get over that and just preach because the Lord said preach it. Amen. Just shout with everybody sits there and shouts with you or not. If they pout, just ran back and preach it. Amen. Oh, yeah. I just made up my mind, fellas. I come to get in. I come to get some help from God. I come to deliver the mail. It's up to you. Amen. If there's an obstacle you have in revival, it's you tonight.
Amen.
Old Jonah, he went to the wrong place. Amen. He began to run from the Lord. You know, I found out in the Christian life, when the word of the Lord comes to you, that's through preaching. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, what's the difference in teaching and preaching? I'm glad you ask. Teaching will give you a whole lot of facts, but preaching demands you respond to what you're hearing. Amen. It ain't just being educated through preaching. That's part of preaching. Sure, there's a lesson they're being taught in preaching. But preaching says you've got to do something what you're hearing.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And if you say no, you bow up on it. Amen. I've seen people bow up like a bullfrog. Amen. I mean, boy, let's get upset. I've had them jump up and storm out the door when I've been preaching. Oh, yeah. And I'm not a mean preacher neither. I think y'all know that. I'm just a good Bible preacher. I just love people. But I tell you what, sometimes the people don't like that preaching. Amen. But I found this out. If you begin saying no, you get to running from God. Amen. While you're saying yes, you're running to God, running with God, and running for God. But the moment you say no, you get running from God. Amen. Now, there are a lot of folks in church that ask God, I wouldn't get out of church. Look at that fella. He got out. Boy, that ain't nothing. Him. He got out of church over nothing. You probably get out of church over nothing, too. You ain't careful.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Because if you get saying no, you begin moving away from God.
Amen.
Amen. That saying yes to God helped you get closer to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I know some of you won't see me jump around, Carol. I'm just preaching.
Go ahead.
Amen. It don't matter me what you do. I just come deliver the groceries. Amen. Oh, yeah. You see, there's an obstacle. We it. I promise you this. I say this right in the Baptist Tabernacle. Hear me real good tonight. There ain't nobody can stop your church but you. Amen. If rotten the Tabernacle could get stopped, it won't be the Sodomites. Amen. It won't be the liberal modernist preachers. Amen. It'll be you.
Amen.
That's right. That individual you looked at in the mirror today.
Yeah.
Amen. That one you love above everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Oh, I don't love myself. I don't know about that. I love me pretty good. Amen. You do too if you be real honest. That's like somebody said, preacher, I'm glad I got rid of all my pride. I said, I'm glad, proud of you. Amen. I told one pastor, you could probably write a book on how I obtained a humility. And that'll dawn on you after a while what I just said. Amen. We all got pride. We all love ourselves.
You're right.
Amen. And if anything hinders us, it's us. Amen. Jonah said no. And he began running from the Lord. He was the obstacle to revival. Can I throw this out? Because I won't preach on this, I don't think, this weekend. But hear me right here. Understand something. When he finally went to Nineveh What was he crying? Yet 40 days. I wonder if that message wasn't supposed to have been 43. You ever thought about that? Because he spent 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of that well. That's 3 days he wasn't out there crying out. Amen. You ought to meditate on that one. Amen. Could have been 43 days. But for 3 days, there wasn't nobody running through town warning them judgment was coming. You don't realize people died in those 3 days? You imagine people were in despair in those 3 days? Could you imagine somebody looking out the window and saying, there's surely more to life than this? And the man of God down the belly of a whale. Amen. What happened? He's the obstacle to revival. Amen. Hey, I don't want to be an obstacle. I want to get part of that opportunity and run with it. Amen. Oh, friend, we see the opportunity for revival. We see the obstacle to revival. But I see in chapter 3, I see the outcome of revival. But when he showed up, the word of the Lord came the second time. Boy, I'm glad that's in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. That tells me there's hope for me. Amen. God come a second time to Jonah. He had come a second time to me. Matter of fact, I'll just say this. He's a God of a 2 billion chance. And then add the word infinity at the end of it like you used to when you was a kid. Amen. I'm glad as long as there's breath, there's hope, preacher. Amen. As long as there's breath and you're in your right mind, there's hope. Amen. Oh, yeah. And the word of the Lord came the second time to Jonah. Jonah said, I'll preach it now. Amen. Boy, seaweed and, how can I say this, delicate. We're in a man's puke. I mean, boys, he'd been in that belly for a while.
Yeah.
He didn't even take time to take a shower. He just got to running, hollering, yet 40 days. Amen. And he went running through town. And you find in chapter 3, number one, people were stirred. They began to put on sackcloth and sit in ashes and began to repent. Amen. Hey, there will be an outcome revival. I promise people get stirred is one of them. You and I can't stir nobody. You can't even stir yourself. You might encourage yourself, Lord, but you can't stir yourself. I don't care what nobody's told you. If God don't stir you, you ain't getting stirred. Amen. Boy, them people began getting stirred. That message come crying through there. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody looked like Jonah come running through town. I believe it turned a head or two, don't you? Amen. Hey, 40 days and Nineveh's going to be overthrown. Boy, they began to get stirred. Hey, and people got saved too. When they repented. Matter of fact, the last verse of chapter 4, what's it tell us? There's over 60,000 that don't know the right from the left. Just insidious. That don't know right from left. In that last verse. And people saved. People got saved because revival came to Nineveh. I'm very aware of the book of Nahum's in the Bible. Later on they go back their ways. But I'm going to tell you what, between Jonah and there was some mercy.
Amen.
There's a good space of grace. Amen. Well, friend, tonight, as we're here, we have a privilege to let God work in our hearts.
Amen.
Hey, as I travel and I pastor, I do about 20 weeks a year still. That's what I cut back to. After doing 44 a year, 22 still a lot, but ain't as many as 44. Amen. And I'm still traveling, but I'm telling you, I'm seeing people that level of seeing spirit is on the church. Because we got a lot of folk don't think they need nothing. Now the Lord telling that church that is lukewarm, that's a bad indictment against church. But I personally think the worst thing Jesus said about them is they thought they didn't need a thing. You are in bad shape. You in worse shape than you know when you don't know you need help. Amen. You know how you get there? It ain't the world deceiving you. It ain't the demons of hell deceiving you. It's self-deception. Amen. Most of our churches are satisfied. We still carry a King James Bible, and you ought to. You'd be wrong doing anything else. Amen. Oh, preacher, we shout. Praise God, God's people ought to shout. Oh, preacher, every now and then somebody gets saved, they ought to be folk getting saved. But you also need to realize you need something too. I want to say this, and I'm about done. Hear me real good. And I'm not being mean by this. You had prayer room. You used to pray. No doubt people mentioned folk by name. I guarantee that's how it is. We pray one for another. Pray for those lost and at home today. Many of you have been praying over this meeting all day long, days before this. But when we came in here tonight and that first note, that piano hit and that choir got singing, it became every man for himself.
That's right.
I've done prayed all. I'm going to get what God's got for me now.
Amen.
Some of you sat through church saying, well, so-and-so didn't come tonight. Well, you miss what God got for you because all you think about is so-and-so ain't here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, when it gets started, it's, hey, get up. Get to where God's at. Let God help you. Amen. Hey, I promise you, God is still stirring His people.
Amen.
Amen. Greater things can take place than what we've seen if God's people just seek Him. Get right. Amen.
Right.
Oh, friend, we see revival in the book of Jonah. And I say again, Nineveh is a very wicked city.
Yeah.
We're not talking about just a little old bitty old town's curve of road. We're talking about a major metropolis type city.
Yeah.
Hey, the Syrians were very, very violent people. Ungodly people. You study about them, they're wicked. But God made a move of mercy toward them. Amen. You just might as well admit this, and I'm going to give an invitation. America is just as wicked.
Amen.
We ain't the America of 30 years ago or 50 years ago. We are not that America anymore. Amen. And God in these days is giving a little space. If we'll let Him work in our heart, no telling what God could do. Hey, God's stirred here before. Amen. God's answered prayer before. God saved sinners before. What'd be different back now? Amen. Because God has not changed. Father, I pray You take the message. Use it for Thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what You told me today. I pray, Lord, You'd help us in this invitation. May folk do business with You around an old-fashioned altar. And Lord, everything You do, we'll praise You and we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Heads